Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mule Haas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Pete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic takes first base on ball four. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Krivic steals second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops it up and throws to first, with Allen covering, for the out. Krivic moves to third. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Kroner reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Kroner moves to third. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a pop-up towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campbell. The throw from Shea and he is safe. Campbell steals second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Hale reaches second base with a double. Campbell scores. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Sullivan reaches third base with a triple. Hale scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen bunts towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-1 in the game. Larry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is called out on strikes. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Kroner takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-1 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Radcliffe goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Indians. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Appling scores. One out. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-1 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. Shea hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Soltis reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a line drive towards third. Pete reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Soltis moves to third. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietrich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Soltis, who is chasing the ball. Dietrich reaches third base with a triple. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic strikes out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Croner hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball towards center. Krivic catches it and throws to first to double up Larry. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 2 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops it up and throws to first, with Dietrich covering, for the out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 2 in the game. Shea hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Dietrich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Hale reaches second base with a double. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to third. One out. Frankie Pitlock pinch hits for Johnny Allen. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Pitlock reaches third base with a triple. Hale scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Whitehill now pitching. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to third. Appling moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Haas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 3 in the game. Pete hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger pinch hits for Merv Shea. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Soltis throws the ball into Larry, who tags Berger trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Luke Sewell pinch hits for Bill Dietrich. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 4 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.